Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, maybe not. We're talking about Scottie Scheffler. Maybe they changed the rules this year, but they have been, I don't know. I got to look. I didn't see that they changed. They've been given, if you were number one going in, you got a 10-stroke lead. Number two, you were an 8-stroke. You were minus 8, and so on and so forth. I got to see that they change it up this year. They might have changed it up this year. Because I just got someone just said, but I'll figure that. Tour Championship format 2025. Maybe they're not doing that this year. Anyway, that's how they used to do the Tour Championship, but maybe not anymore. 713-78. Oh, you can't call. No wonder we're not getting any calls, Lance. The phones are down. People want to get in here.
Well, let's headline them. We'll headline them since we're top of the hour. The Astros lose 2-3 against a terrible road team in the Baltimore Orioles, one that was a much more competitive team last year, and frankly should be a better team this year. But they came in, almost got perfect gamed by an 0-6 pitcher with an ERA in the high sixes. It was spoiled by literally a tapper. A tapper down the third baseline. The pitcher picked it up, threw it, and it was an error. So it was considered, and it was an infield hit. It was considered an infield hit and error. And so that's how they broke up the perfect game. They lost shortly thereafter. Only had one hit. That was it. The next day, it was a series of errors offensively you had some bad defense, and then you also had an offense that couldn't score in extra innings, but you were able to. Now, you did jump out. You got a 4-2 lead. You gave it up in the eighth inning when Sousa gave up a two-run home run to tie it up. But your pitchers, that felt like it felt like you had too many opportunities that you screwed up and you were just going to take a really gut-wrenching loss. That's what it felt like. I was waiting for the shoe to drop, and luckily the bullpen really did a nice job of keeping any runs off the board in extra innings with that man starting on second. Then you got wiped out on Sunday, so you lost 2-3. Chaz McCormick, though, was the bright spot. He came in and showed that he continues to make strides as a garbage-time pitcher. He's getting a lot better, John. He's getting better and better and better.
Yeah. At that. Chaz is real.
There's you the Texans basically are unstoppable in the preseason. You had CJ Stroud going down the field for a touchdown. Other than that, not a lot going on in that game. I mean, you know, we got EJ Speed can run and hit. We know that.
We know that. EJ's pretty good. The Texans defense is really good. They were rushing four, putting pressure on, and when they're rushing four with their guys that can cover, I mean, it's unfair.
What we learned is no matter what he says about his fandom, CJ Stroud, not an Astros fan.
He was Mariners.
Now,
that's literally fading. Okay, number one, he's from California, so I can understand if he wore Dodger stuff. That's understandable.
Now, there is Mariners? Something to be said. I forgot who it was. Maybe it's the Chronicles writer. Sorry, I'm blanking on his name. He talked about two Americas, where certain cultures will wear hats because of swag. Others will just wear the hat of their favorite team. Look, even if that can be laid down to two Americas, which that is a thing. We know CJ would not wear, let's say, a Michigan State hat for style because he is an Ohio State guy. So, yeah.
He wouldn't wear any other big team.
Yeah, so
who wears a Michigan State hat?
Likes green and white, whatever the reason
who
is.
Who's
wearing a Mariners hat for style?
Who's wearing a Mariners hat?
But it's being attributed to, hey, that swag, it matches what I'm wearing. He's not a big enough Astro fan.
Stroud? S for Stroud?
Probably not. He's not a big enough of an Astro fan not to wear the hat, which is the point.
Bro, you can't be wearing a division. I mean, come on now.
He better play well this year. Or will Kyle Tucker his ass?
There's no question.
So no matter what you think, it's a style fit, he likes the colors, whatever. It does. If you're an Astro fan, if he was really an Astro fan, he wouldn't be wearing the hat. Because Astro fans won't wear
you can't tolerate that.
No. So
you can't tolerate that.
No. So why would you do that, though?
Now, you heard him in the – well, maybe you didn't. But in the post game, it's like, hey, I support the Astros and the Dodgers is what he said.
Then why are you wearing – I mean, clearly that has to be – I don't know that color hit the fit if that was just
that is what it's being attributed to.
We ain't doing that. Does he not know who's in the division? I mean, does he not know who's chasing the Astros? He's not supporting the Astros that hard.
Well, we know. Look, you move to the city, you work in the city, you don't want to piss anyone off. So you say, hey, I like the Astros, I want them to win. He's no real Astro fans wearing a Mariners hat. We know. He's just lip service to the fans when he gets asked about Astros baseball. Yeah, Altuve and Yordan Correa, great. But he's not a fan of the Astros. He don't care if they win or lose.
He better play well.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Start, hey, because I know what John will do. He'll start bringing up that S2 on him.
Is that what the S on his hat stands for?
John will start bringing up that. Now you did it. You just said that, and that's getting stored away in John's brain to go after CJ.
Who's number two on the Mariners? Because that's who he'll be.
I don't know. S2. I don't know. He might know. He might be a fan of the Mariners. I don't know their jerseys.
Yeah.
All right, then let's not go in on CJ too hard yet. Let's wait for him to play bad.
Okay, you want to keep that in the holster?
Yeah, I want him to play well.
Of course.
But somebody's got to get to him and say, listen, Cal, I know you listen to the show. Just tell CJ Stroud, listen, that's not a great hat to wear because they're literally right behind the Astros and could surpass them. So don't do that.
Yeah,
that's like somebody you like a lot wearing Michigan stuff. You don't want people doing that, do you?
Of course he doesn't.
Okay.
No. Yeah, if somebody came up to, hey, sign this, CJ, and they were wearing a Michigan hat.
Yeah. A J.J. McCarthy jersey.
Yeah, he's not gonna love that. Now, not to say that Seattle is our Michigan, because they're not. But it's the same in the spirit of division rivalry. They're certainly not our Michigan. If anything, we're their Michigan of the last 3 years. Because when Seattle tries to beat us, they just can't. Just like when Ohio State tries to beat Michigan, they just can't now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible now. Even with Sharon Moore there, the $20 million fine, even with Michigan catching a $20 million fine.
Boy, how did – everybody's pissed. Everybody's pissed about that. $20 million. That's what you get. You give that to players. They got a billionaire running their program, a $20 million fine. I mean, how about Harbaugh, a 10-year show cause?
Whatever, he's in the NFL.
He's not coming back.
Yeah.
He ain't coming back.
He said, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, I bet you don't want to talk about it,
Jim. Yeah, I bet you don't. Hey, you see this? That's my ring. I can't hear you.
Connor Stallions just sitting there chilling. And you know Stallions is a go-getter. If you watch a documentary, it's pretty interesting. Connor Stallings is a go-getter. He's one of those guys like, I'm going to do whatever it takes because he loves Michigan. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And he did, and in Michigan, and he probably brought it to Michigan, and they were like, wow, did you see what the Stallions guy did? Who's that? The guy with the hat, with the goatee? Did you see what he did? What'd he do? He's deciphered all their sideline calls. Are you serious? Look, I didn't see this, okay? You just do whatever you need to do, but I didn't see it. Although Harbaugh would not even have that kind of – he would just be like, that's crazy. Get me a glass of milk and let's get going on this. But, Stallions just surprised them with what he was able to do, and Michigan's like, cool. We've got a superhero here. That dude went on the sideline of Central Michigan. Or was it Western Michigan?
Central,
he went on the sideline disguised as one of their people. You weren't going to beat them? What were you worried about? You needed their calls? I mean, you were going to win. I promise you. They could have deciphered your calls and you would have beaten them.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, it's like Amen Thompson wearing a Titans hat. Total BS on CJ is what
That is.
A smart person says.
Yeah, that is. That is. By the way, yeah, just saw, Scottie Scheffler's not starting 10. Because, listen, last year, the year before, Scottie's starting 10 under, and the next guy's 8 under. It's a blowout. You're giving if you're in the field and Scottie Scheffler, you're 10 down to Scottie Scheffler before you even tee off. That's no fun. So everybody's starting at even par this year. Different. I think that's a good way to go about it. Except, well, Scottie Scheffler, I ain't worried about his money. But Scottie Scheffler, if he's number one by far, does he deserve in the final event to get a big advantage? I don't know.
Why would he not? That's the rules?
Well, they changed it this year. Everybody starts at even par. Whereas before, if you were number one going into this event.
Well, if they changed it, then it's not like you're changing in the middle of the year. So.
No. They just changed it for this. They just changed it this year. And it's probably going to be making the whole event better. You can't give Scotty, you can't be giving Scotty 10 shots to the field. You just can't. So we'll see. But and he can win at even par, let alone minus 10. So, all right, we got a break. I learned this weekend that I like Coors Lights. Wait, I knew that already, didn't I? Coors Lights are the best. Coors Lights are my go-to. Coors Lights are what I believe in. I believe in America, and I believe in Coors Light because it's an American beer. Well, you know what? We get our water in America, and specifically in Colorado, and that water is better. Okay, I don't know where the other beers. I know one is brewed in St. Louis. I know other ones are put other places, and just like, really? You think your water is as good as that Colorado Rocky Mountain water? It's not, and the water makes a big difference. Okay, and here's the other thing about it: my beer tells me when it's cold. Yours doesn't. I keep Texas chill. I keep LA chill. I'm keeping everything chill all around because I'm drinking cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights. It's just better. The water's better. The beer is better. Coors Light. I want you to climb on. Keep Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, my God. Sean A., the nightmare scenario. Texans versus Eagles in the Super Bowl. Hurts throws the game-winning TD to Mechie with Kenyon Green stonewalling the blitz.
Trust me, you're going to be fine here.
Yeah. How about C.J. Gardner-Johnson picks off Hurts, takes it to the house, or takes it to the one, and Harrison Bryant with the touchdown to win the game?
Yeah,
how about that?
That sounds more likely.
That's much more likely.
Are the Ravens on the Texans' schedule in the playoffs?
They get beat. It's like the Supersonics versus the Rockets.
I was trying to figure out how they got
somebody
there.
Somebody got beat. Somebody beat
the Raiders.
Them.
The Raiders beat them.
The Raiders?
The Raiders beat them, yep.
Yep.
Geno got him.
Somehow. If the Ravens are out of the way, then
Geno and Ashton Gentry got
him. Then this particular scenario is far more likely than if they have to go through the Ravens. But I hope they do the Houston Rocket thing where, that sucks. The Ravens got knocked out by the Bills.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
Hey, did we give up the trophy when Seattle got knocked out by Denver? Or whoever knocked Seattle out, and the Rockets went on to win it all?
I seem to remember those trophies not mattering because Jordan was either not playing or was just coming back.
Well, I mean, this one might not matter if I'm not going to say who gets hurt. I'm not going to say
Go it. On. Put that on someone.
I'm not putting an injury on. That's Lance's job. I'm not taking Lance's job.
I don't put injuries on people. I don't necessarily welcome them. I accept them as part of the game, and I don't fret over them. When opponents get injured, I don't sit there and go, man, I wish they were playing them at their best. I wish they had, this championship for the Rockets isn't good because Seattle didn't make it. They didn't have to go through Seattle. I'm the same way with injuries. Oh, well, your best players are injured. Too bad, so sad. That's fine with me. Make it easier for my team. Don't
care.
Well,
look what's happened.
Prefer it.
Do you think you're to blame for what's happened to the Astros, considering the bad vibes you've thrown out on other teams?
I don't think I am.
You might want to consider it.
I don't think I am. I think that's the law firm. or the butcher, as you say.
Okay. Well,
Christian Javier
sick.
Out with illness.
He was
as long as his illness isn't a tightness in his forearm, that's fine.
Yeah, three innings. That was scary. I mean, gosh, dang it. I mean, this is the worst. I mean, this season has been. Can you imagine if we had just regular number of injuries where this team would be right now? I mean, just like, this is so, it's so unbelievable. And now Josh Hader, of all the guys to lose this year. For those of you who didn't hear, he can't throw a baseball for 3 weeks. I mean, just incredible. I thought maybe, I just had a little tightness. He'll be back right away. No. Nah. And now you got to deal with Okert or Sousa or Abreu or, I mean, nobody's Josh Hader. I don't know there's a more devastating injury than Hader. I'm not sure. There's nobody that's better at their job. Nobody on this team.
It's tough. It's
well,
tough
you were able to survive Pena, who had the second best. He had the second best WAR in the league. You were able to survive that.
You did lose some ground now. At one point, you
not
were
with
best
Pena,
record
you
in the American
you were ahead
League.
When Pena was out, you were fine. You were actually that was when you were at your best.
For a while, and then you weren't.
No, yes, you were.
How long has Pena been back now?
Pena's been back a while now.
2 weeks?
No, he was. They had a 5-game lead when Pena came back.
Oh, I may have missed on Jackson Dart. We'll see. Let's see. Yeah, Hader's really, really tough because you, other than Abreu, who is your guy? Who's your dude in the bullpen? It's not like you have three really. You know, back when it used to be real Ryan Pressly and Abreu and
somebody on the team that's better at their job than Josh Hader.
Well, I mean, Pena.
No, Hader's about a top closers in the league.
Pena's one of the top players in the league. Yeah. Oh, who was in the top 12? Oh, we did this on Friday when you were out. Jeremy Pena was ranked 21st in the league, a top 50 players in the league. Hunter Brown was 23rd. Fromber was 28th. You know where Hader was? Wasn't in the top 50.
Oh, that's stupid. Well, that's kind of stupid.
So Jeremy Pena.
Well,
is
it because he's hurt?
I don't know. It's probably because he's a reliever.
Yeah, maybe. But
they had Kyle Tucker 11th. So immediately that's problem.
Oh, they lost all credibility.
They lost all. And it's an ESPN list. They lost all credibility. And they even say Kyle Tucker can't hit it all right now. Like, what is he doing 11th then?
Okay.
I know it's not. They're not trying to make it. They're trying to make rank. They're ranking the best players in the league, and they're not. So they're not gonna, like, they're not moving up and down wildly week after week.
He wasn't the 11th best Astro postseason hitter.
Yeah, I think the point is, if the year's over, you know, who are the best players? But I don't understand. Even if you don't want to move drastically, if you started the season with Kyle Tucker at 11th, I don't like. Even if you want to still say, hey, this is just happening. It's a you know, it's a 6 or 7 week run that's been really bad. Before that, he was hitting a ton of home runs. You still kind of have to have him like 16th. Like, how can you have a guy who's this bad 11th in your list and expect people to take it seriously?
So yeah. Officially, when Jeremy Pena left due to injury, the Astros.
Here comes fact checking Dell.
Well, you said who 6.5? They're up on the Mariners.
Yeah.
When he left.
Oh.
When he left, they were 6.5 up.
Oh, okay.
When he got back August 1st, they were 3.5 up. And now, since he's been back, it's 1.5. So
1.5.
Relatively even, actually. But for the number of games they lost off their lead when he was gone, and now that he's back, 3 and now 2. So
yeah, it needs to be better. They need to play better. They've got a better team than this. You know, it's funny, now that they got guys back and coming back, they're not playing their best baseball, and they were sitting there winning games that we were like, how are they doing this? How are they in first place? How are they approaching best record in the American League? How are they best record in the American League? And now that some of their players are back, it's like, we can't beat Washington. We can't beat Cleveland. We can't beat Baltimore at home. What the hell's going on here? CJ's wearing a Mariners hat. Just everything's going wrong.
All right. They're talking about, I mean, and it looks like it's going to be, it's real. Rob Manfred talking about realignment in Major League Baseball. Jim Bowden had put his out, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Right now, though, We're talking about the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You still have time to do your fantasy draft there. I don't know if you have, get your boys together. I mean, because we're coming down to the final weeks before the football season starts. If you didn't have your fantasy draft, that's on you. I mean, honestly, we're doing our fantasy draft there, 28th and 29th. Can't wait to get over there. I just can't wait to get to the Golden Nugget, period, because it's one of my favorite places. When you're just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road and you get all of that excitement just that close, so little to get there as opposed to going on a plane and the round trip is $500-$600. And it takes literally from the time you leave your house to the time you're in your hotel room, it's about 7 hours. Okay. It's so much, so much, so much better. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You could have already won thousands of dollars by the time you would even get to a Las Vegas hotel. Okay. That's the possibility. And with all the amenities and everything else, Golden Nugget is a Las Vegas style. Golden Nugget Lake Charles is, might as well be in Vegas because you don't know the difference. That's how good Golden Nugget Lake Charles is. They care. They're wonderful. They're keeping it. It's beautiful. You're looking for a great place to get away and have yourself a big time. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 if you get in here. Yeah, Rick, I know. I saw it. They all started even par. So Rob Manfred, I don't know if I love this or not. Here is Rob Manfred talking about realignment in Major League Baseball.
Expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. I mean, yeah. Can you see that down the road?
I can. I think the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim,
yes,
would be two West Coast teams, and that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. So I think, you know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
So,
I mean, alignment, first of all, what kills me is this expansion. I mean, you've got some non-competitive teams where people don't go to games. How about just relocation? Just relocation. Forget expansion.
Well,
just relocation.
Listen, 30 teams, 15 in each league is a. And now there's not going to be leagues. I don't know, but 15 is problematic. You know, 30 teams is problematic as far as you got to have something that's multiple by four. So adding two teams, I don't think is. And you know what? You put a team in Nashville, there'd be a lot of excitement for that. Vegas is already taken. The thought is maybe Charlotte. You know, you can't add another Florida team because that's just a disaster. But it would be, you can't, I mean, maybe would San Antonio be a possible? It's too hot, I guess. I don't know.
You know, everything has to be stadium related. And yeah. Now you have to have a combination of city and individual. Like, it's always a cooperative. I don't know. San Antonio, maybe, but I don't really see it. I don't see it. You got Rangers fans. Like, who can you? You have to go somewhere where it's really baseball starved. Where is that?
Maybe Nashville.
What maybe about Nashville. Yeah, Nashville? Because Nashville's growing. I mean, unless you want to do Austin.
Yeah, I mean
Austin's growing. They got tech money. Austin and Nashville, and Nashville's growing like Austin is. Yeah. Those would be the two that make some sense, I guess.
What do they get at? What's the my it? How, what kind of attendance do they get?
Where?
At their minor league. I forget.
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't either.
I mean, that'd be one of those things where you bring a team. Like, relocation would be great because you've got so much money in Austin right now.
Yeah.
You know, the I would think that's the there, spot though, they want to go.
The highway system there is just, it's awful. It's
beautiful. They're going to do tunnels, I found out.
Are they?
Yep. Because there's no way they don't have, they can't really expand from a width standpoint. So they're going to start doing tunnels. And that's how they're going to create more room. I mean, they got to do something. I don't go there anymore. Austin used to be a lot of fun. Now it's just a desert.
No,
I was in New Braunfels. My parents said, we've had a drought. We've basically been in a drought here in New Braunfels since 11. They just said the yards out in the neighborhood where they are and is just rocks. Like, people are doing zero landscapes. And they said everyone has just figured out we can't really do grass anymore. Because they just don't get rain anymore. It's been about 14 years of hardly any rain. It's just crazy. And Austin's like that too. Austin's a freaking desert, is what it is. Blazing hot, no rain, desert. Yeah.
So Jim Bowden had here's his proposed realignment: Red Sox, Mets, Yankees, and Phillies. Holy crap! Red Sox, Mets, Yankees, Phillies. You want to talk about a ESPN dream division?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll never talk about the Pacific Coast, the Rockies, Athletics, Rangers. I mean, Rockies, Athletic, Mariners, and Giants. So the North would be the Reds, Guardians, Tigers, and Blue Jays. I mean, you want to talk? There is a difference in the money spent. Look at the difference in the money spent in those two divisions. Because who are the highest spending teams other than the Dodgers? The Red Sox, Mets, Yankees, and Phillies.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Talk about a tough division.
The Mid-Atlantic. They get some expansion going so that we can get them on all those teams on TV more.
The Mid-Atlantic would be the Orioles, Charlotte, Pittsburgh.
Wait, we don't really think there's going to be massive realignment, right? Just very, very minimal.
Oh, no. We think, no, the Red Sox, the Yankees and Mets will be in the same division. The Angels, the Astros and Rangers, well, they're already in the same division.
So you're going to have all the owners okay this?
Yeah.
Fan bases will revolt.
I know.
Baseball history is, there's no other sport that cares about history like baseball. Fans will revolt if you wipe away their history.
And this is wiping away everything. In the Southeast, okay, so wait, look at it. Orioles, Charlotte, Pittsburgh, and Washington. The Orioles and Washington make a lot of sense. They're in basically the same city. But Charlotte and Pittsburgh, there's zero history there. But listen, if you're going to make four-team divisions, you're going to have some of this going on. The Braves, Marlins, Nashville, and Tampa. Okay. Cubs, White Sox, Brewers, and Twins. That's a pretty good division with a lot of some history there. The Astros, the Royals, the Cardinals, and the Rangers.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind that. I don't know that the Royals, there's anything there, but being back with the Cardinals again.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but we're American League. We are what we are now. Stop messing with us. Stop giving us those dirty National League teams, even though no one...
It's not going to be National American anymore.
I know, but I don't want the stench of American of National League team in my division.
Because you're such...
I used to be I'm such an American leaguer now.
You are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all in. You used to be from Chicago. Are you from Chicago anymore?
No.
You're all Astro.
I'm all Astro.
You're all Houston, I should say. You're all Houston. You're Houston, all Houston everything. All well, Houston except everything. When you live in Los Angeles, but still.
No, I'm still all Houston everything.
Bill to prove it.
I was in the airport yesterday, and they had all this Dodger gear, and I'm like,
did
felt
you throw
disgusted.
It down?
I felt disgusted.
I wish you would have thrown it all on the
this
ground.
I'm coming back, and this is what I got to see when I walk in, as opposed to Astros uniforms.
You know what? You're so Houston that you even have a $700 water bill when you don't live here.
And
that
I don't
is a
live
commitment.
There.
That is a commitment to the city right there. By the way, I told you I was at
Let me finish this.
Oh, go ahead. Tell me your terrible idea for
Rockies.
Realignment.
Rockies, Athletics, Mariners, and Giants. And Giants fans, you think they won't be pissed that they're not in the same division as the Dodgers? And then Diamondbacks, Angels, Dodgers, Padres.
Mm.
That's all right, actually. But the Giants should probably take the Diamondbacks' place there.
Whatever.
But they're too close to the Athletics. When they move to Vegas, that'll still even be a decent. What they're trying to do is get geographically, actually, it makes a little bit of sense. A lot less travel. You're up again. You know, you're going to start. You know, getting back with the Cardinals would be great. You start a rivalry with the Royals, okay, whatever. You got a natural rivalry with the Rangers. I think geographically, this does make sense geographically. But as far as historically with baseball,
yeah,
it sucks.
I don't think it's smart at all. And I don't think it'll happen. I think the owners would. That's just one of those, like, that's a typical, I know Jim Bowden's not with ESPN, but that's an ESPN article in the summer type thing.
Well, I don't know. Dude said it. That's a real story.
Who?
Rob Manfred?
Well, but Rob Manfred didn't go into that kind of detail.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, but that, it is going to be something like that.
He said that there could be some realignment and some, but I don't think it will be major. I don't think it's wholesale across both American and National League. I just don't see that happening. Could there be some? All right, fine. I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. Who cares, Rob? No one likes you anyway.
Well, and all the history of baseball is American and National League, and you just erased it. You're just erasing it.
I mean, every other major sport. I was thinking in basketball. You know, we've done away with divisions in basketball. The NBA has divisions, and literally no one cares. Even ESPN and NBA's website. Well, the NBA's website will actually have division standings, but they have a tab where you can just put expanded, where you just see, because, you know, it's just a race to get to 8, now 10. But, you know, it's top 6 are in the playoffs, and then 7, 8, 9, 10 now are fighting for the play-in. And that's how it's all set up. That's how everything's set up. Now, you can go to that in baseball, too, where you have wild card settings, and that's fine. But if you win your division, it matters. You make the playoffs. In basketball, it's literally the divisions don't even – I could probably tell you who's in the Rockets division. It wouldn't be hard because it's geographically inclined. But honestly, like, I remember when it used to matter that it was the Rockets and Mavericks and Spurs. And, you know, you knew who the division was. Now the division doesn't even matter. It definitely matters. But you're going to wipe out American and National League? Just put one big table? Is that what you're doing? I mean, granted, look, you will have two. You would not have an American League and National League. It would just be playoffs
format? Yeah, I think maybe just every division winner gets in.
So there's no pennants? It's just a college football playoff format?
Every division winner gets in.
But now you're talking college football playoff format, basically.
Yeah. Well, did you see the proposal?
By Big Ten.
28?
Big Ten's got to chill.
No,
we can't take the Big Ten seriously.
Let's have more.
2018.
I remember. I don't know if you've seen. It's a 24 team in 1A, 1AA.
I don't care. Oh, let's go do it. Let's go do it. The lowest divisions do. Let's do it. The lowest divisions do. They're already playing 16 games. Willis Wilson. You know who does that? Teams that don't get in the playoffs. Willis Wilson, when he is at Rice, you say, what they need to do is everyone gets in the playoffs in basketball. That's what they do in Indiana. Like, no, you got to earn your way in Willis. They're not just going to give you a spot.
Yeah, give them a spot.
No.
That's what I think.
You know what? Participation. Let's get a participation playoffs where everyone gets in so no one's feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
You don't have to earn your way in at all. No, everyone gets in. I say 28 teams. 28
oh,
teams.
Really? The home of basketball does it that way.
26 teams are bad. There's a lot of time the 19th team in college football is not very good. What are we doing? You already have teams with losing records basically can get into bowl games.
I want to do 32 teams.
6 games. No. No one should listen to you.
Yep. 32 teams.
That's because you're from the Big Ten area. That's so you people just want to fire everyone in and no one has to earn it.
Listen, we went to the state finals in basketball. Every team in the state made it.
Don't care. We're not doing Illinois basketball here. This is college football. Maybe you didn't hear.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but it was
the
fun.
Big Ten's just trying to get their teams in. That's why SEC got – how many teams did SEC have last
Kevin
year?
Kevin Boyle and Jim Stack basketball. You don't know nothing about it.
SEC had damn near all of their teams in the playoffs. Well, in basketball, of course, all of them in the tournament, basically. But SEC gets all these teams in college football playoffs, and Big Ten's like, hey, let's make more teams so we can get more teams in.
Yeah.
Your teams aren't good enough.
Yeah, they're good enough. They'll get there.
Oh, they can beat.
Oh, look, Indiana.
Well, they can beat. They
comes
can
out
beat.
Of nowhere in the playoff.
Did Penn State beat SMU? It was SMU, right?
Yeah, They lost to Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. But what a game.
Yeah, until Drew Aller pulled a Drew Aller.
They had Ohio State,
Penn State, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you already got your
and
old
Indiana.
Teams.
And Indiana. They had 14
You got a reinforcement. You got Oregon, who's not a real team over there.
See, they don't care. They already had 14 teams in. They're like, whatever, then. Lance. We got teams in already.
We want our real teams in, not these old – not these old
– not the Pac-12 teams.
Not these carpetbagger teams. No one cares when Oregon's in. We need some real teams like Illinois getting in this year.
Yeah.
And you had Indiana.
They had Indiana in.
He didn't get more Midwest than Indiana.
No, right. They got in.
So stop trying to pull this crap, okay. Big Ten. Big Ten and SEC are out of control.
They're really out of control. They're bad for the sport, to me.
They're saying ridiculous stuff, and when somebody says no to them, like, that's it. We're leaving.
We're out. You know, we're talking about hoops right now. And listen, if you want your team in, you got to practice, okay? If you want to be on a team that wins a championship, like I said, Kevin Boyle and Jim Stack basketball, right? That's old school. That's old school basketball. Well, how did they get in? Because they shot. They didn't have a pro dunk goal. And if they had a pro dunk goal when they were young, maybe they would have won it all. Instead, they lost in the championship. Here's the deal, though. Your kid can possibly get – listen. Coaches are all looking for shooters. You know, your kid is not going to be all that athletic. Your kid is not going to dunk on a 10-foot goal. Your kid, it's just he is who he is. But you get a shooting eye, boom, boom, boom. You knock down shots, and you do that with the pro dunk goal. When they're young, they can't reach a 10-foot goal, Dad. They can reach it when you can lower the goal. Now, boom, they get a shooting eye. Boom, 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 making baskets. Raise the goal, making baskets. And now all of a sudden there's money in their heels for these kids, all right? There's a lot of money out there for them going to college. But you can't get there if they can't play. And they can play if you get them a pro dunk goal. What an investment for you. Get your kids out on the driveway playing instead of playing video games all day with the best goal you could possibly get. ProDunk.com. Raise and lower the goal with a push of the button. The best goal you'll ever have. I had one. Loved it. The kids loved it. ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Luka just barely missed out. Did you see the play? He almost got hurt. I haven't, apparently... It was, I hadn't seen it, but their story out there is he could have been hurt really bad. He's too skinny now. Do you think Luka is going to be injury prone now that he's so skinny?
He's always missing time when he was overweight, at least by NBA standards.
Because of fat.
Well, yeah. You think now he's going to miss more time because he's skinny?
Ask Lance about Tank Dell.
Well, Tank was always small. That had nothing to do with the fluctuation in the weight. So, people miss a play, he's playing Euro basketball as they get ready for their qualifiers. And he was hit by another teammate. His teammate was defending someone, tangled up with the offensive player, and wound up backing into Luka's knee. Oh. He immediately called for help, but he was seen later walking near the bench. Not much of a limp at all. So, yes, it was more scare than anything else. So, if anyone was fearful of the Lakers' chances this year, don't worry. Yeah. Luka's fine.
If I'm the Lakers, I'm like, just lay around, eat Cheetos, and I don't want you to...
Look, all these guys play. I mean, the question, and some of it may be some American NBA player bias is about how much the international players care about these tournaments and how much they care about playing for their country. Whereas we had an issue in this country for a little bit where the best players were like, I don't really want to do that until we got embarrassed and they actually started to want to play again. That's not a problem for these guys. Luka plays. Jokic plays. Giannis plays. All these guys play for their country. And so I guess it's just part of the gamble the Lakers are going to have to deal with, that he's going to want to play in those games.
Smaller countries, like, it means a lot to them. Representing their country is a really big thing. You've already heard World Baseball Classic. These guys would rather win the World Baseball Classic than a World Series.
Yeah, I was going to, I guess.
That's crazy to us, but that's.
Yeah, I didn't get to the point, but I think it's the same way. At least that's what some NBA players believe. They believe that the European players, the best of the best, and even some of the ones we don't talk as much about, would far rather win an Olympic medal than win an NBA title.
Yeah.
Because their country is involved in that one. Whereas they're just over here because it's the best way to make a good living. That's some of the belief of those the American NBA players. The European guys, like, I think it was Jeff Teague was talking about Dennis Schroeder. He said, Dennis Schroeder, he's just over here, doesn't really care about winning that much over here because he can get a bag here, a bigger bag here than he can get over in Europe. And he says that's not unique. Once the bags are done here, they'll just go back and play in Europe and keep playing that, and they'll be fine.
Schroeder is German, right?
Yes.
Deutschland.
Schroeder.
He's the motherland.
Yeah.
He represents the motherland.
He's Mueller.
He's playing right now. The Wagners are playing.
Mueller.
Or at least Franz is. Franz is playing for Germany right now.
I'm hoping to hit many sweet pointers.
Ich bitte für einen Klon.
Hope to play very good defense, please.
Do you guys see Dylan Gabriel this weekend?
Yeah.
He actually looked, he threw some passes. He threw a sideline ball. I was watching that when I was watching the text, and he threw a sideline ball that was like a pro throw.
I thought you were talking about the controversy afterwards.
Well, that too. But he played well. While he's playing and driving him down the field and scoring a touchdown, I'm thinking, oh, all the Shador lovers are right now just going nuts.
No, he had two turnovers.
He threw
don't
a pick
worry.
Because the tight end stopped running the route.
This is unbelievable that it's literally the internet has, and actually I don't see anyone else piling on for in a positive way for Dylan Gabriel. The Shadorites are literally, Dylan Gabriel's been in their sights for a long time. They are preying on his downfall with so much zest.
Well, he drove him down the field and threw and really looked good the first series.
Dylan, but then he had two turnovers. So
yeah.
The Shador fans.
Well,
feel
the
like
one, there's two guys standing. There's two guys running the same out. And he threw it in between them. And it was like, what? Why? Listen, that was on either the play design or guys in the wrong spot.
He's a fourth round quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he is. He's going to be a below average backup in the league at best. It's just so sad that he has to sit and take the bullets.
Can he be Case Keenum?
But talk. What's that?
Can he be Case Keenum?
No.
Why not?
I don't think so. Because Case has. I just think Case has. They are similar in terms of their slip. They're both slippery.
Yeah.
They both have the same mentality. I just think Case has a better arm.
Yeah.
I think Case
I don't know.
Is more
he doesn't
accurate
have,
outside the numbers.
Yeah, but he's got more arm than Kellen Moore.
A little more. He's got more than Kellen Moore. But I'm telling you, John, you ought to see his numbers when he gets outside the numbers and he has to throw.
Well, I saw him throw a beauty.
He may have seen him throw one,
yeah.
But even in college, he struggled with that throw. Yeah. It's not gonna be good. And you know, I don't know who he was going up against when he threw a beauty. He will do it every once in a while.
He had
played 6 years.
By the way, he had one pick and a lost fumble.
You sound like a Shadorite right now.
Me?
Yeah, you are.
You sound
really
like
are.
One.
No,
I watched the whole game. I watched the game.
Why?
He actually looked pretty good.
He loves football.
You love Browns ball. Well, you do have a Browns shirt.
I do have a Browns shirt. Alonzo got it for me.
Oh, my kids went shopping and my dad's too big for them, but they went thrift shopping and my dad said, okay, here we go. And he busted out Steelers stuff, Arizona Cardinals stuff, Cleveland Browns, things that had never been worn. Like, I've got a Steeler leather jacket right now. He goes, here you go, Lancey. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm going to do with this. So shout at me if you want a Steeler leather jacket. They were trying to wear it. And like, yeah, it's not really fitting, guys, but they don't care. Every kid just wants to thrift shop now. That's all. Anybody who's in high school will tell you the same thing. But they were wearing, so I was like, look at this old, and I was thinking, this fits me. This wind jacket for Arizona Cardinals fits me good. Like this, and this is pretty sharp. And I thought, I just can't wear Arizona Cardinals stuff around. For what? I just can't do it.
Do like, it for JJ.
I'll give John, I'll give you my Arizona stuff and
Arizona Cardinals stuff?
Brown stuff. You can have all that stuff. I just
You're like John's part of the other America. He's like CJ.
Yeah, he just wears stuff for any reason. Stuff.
Well, I wouldn't wear I ain't ever wearing anything Dodgers. I ain't ever wearing
what
anything
Rangers. What if Alonzo starts working
nothing
for the
Rangers? I ain't never wearing anything Cowboys.
What if Alonzo starts working for the Cowboys?
Nope, not going to do it.
What if, here's the hard one. What if Dana starts working for the Cowboys?
I'll tell him what POS that he is for work for working
he's a
for that
POS
team.
POS for taking an NFL job?
Yeah, that's right.
Tough standard.
What a terrible friend you are.
Yeah, I am a terrible friend. I'm a terrible friend. Everybody knows that.
Well, that is
at least we've got confirmation from the source.
Yeah, it's been established.
No. John's a terrible friend. Wow, that hurts. Like I haven't heard that my whole life.
You don't want to improve on that?
No.
You just want to be a terrible friend?
Don't care. Ooh, I'll be like a terrible person. Okay, you go work for the Cowboys, and I'll tell you what a POS you are.
Oh, please. I don't care what you think of me. I hope the Cowboys come calling. Hey, Jerry, you want me to host your radio show? I'll do it.
Wait, didn't you try to get me or both when Dell wasn't working here? Didn't we try to get him a job somewhere
John Clay
else?
Wolf.
Oh, it's John Clay Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas, but he's a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, John Clay Wolf asked me to, before I even started working there, prove myself by booking the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
And he was like, notably. Okay,
guess what job I'm not getting?
Notably, a band who doesn't do interviews.
Dell doesn't even book a C-level
you guys,
basketball
if we,
analyst.
We had meetings about what you wanted, we would do that, but no one. We don't ever have these meetings.
We think about it, though, and we have
we
a text string.
We do think about it.
We have a text string.
If you took initiative.
Well, let me know what you want.
That's it.
At any
Smashing Pumpkins?
The C, you want to talk to the guy who works for Hoops Hype? Is that what you want to talk to?
No.
I didn't think so.
By the way, I've got Rafael Stone coming on this week.
You do?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, you were complimenting Dylan Gabriel, then Lance started talking about fashion.
Well, what did he do? He had some nice passes for Canada.
And there was controversy because after the game, he said, I'm about competition, entertainment.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Dylan. I was thinking not Dylan Gabriel, Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
No. That's why I said Canada. Dylan Gabriel, okay. So tell him what – do you know what he said, John?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, and it was and
here's what he said. He said, yeah, okay. He was asked about tuning out the noise surrounding the Browns quarterback competition. Yeah, it's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that. But my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. The entertainers that he was referring to, was asked about after the game. He's like, are you calling Shador an entertainer? He goes, yeah, first off, I'm all about our team and each other. I would never make that comment about Sanders. And
about,
I've
like
said
ESPN
it before.
Guys.
That's why it's interesting. But for me, I've explained it. Entertainers are you all. Competitor, that's what I am. And all my teammates, and we both have jobs to do.
He means
so that's
like
it.
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith.
The people on these TV, that's 100% who he was talking about.
Yeah.
Were those, and then people on like, don't try to let him walk out of this. He wasn't talking about Shador Sanders. He was talking about the loudmouths on TV that are doing what they're doing. They're in entertainment. He's competing for a job. That's what he's doing. It was actually pretty obvious when he said it, I thought it was pretty obvious what he was referring to. But this is the world we live in now. It's just, you got to be able to find something that you can fight with the other side about. Like, ooh, I got him. I got you, Dylan. I got you dead to rights.
Yeah,
just said.
The reporter in question who was working for the Browns who asked it, she chimed in because she saw
she
what
used to work
came
at
from
NFL
it.
Network.
She said, Dylan Gabriel has talked previously about this sort of thing, about tuning out distractions, and he doesn't allow hot take artists to determine how he's going to go out there and be. He's just going to go out there, compete, and see what happens. And he said, that's what my team is about. We go out there and compete. It isn't about what is being said. So he is, that's why he said in the presser, I've said this before, he's talked about this before. We just didn't care that much because it's Dylan Gabriel and we don't cover the Browns every day. But he has had that comment before. This is the first time he said it on TV. And now here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's not talking about Shadur. Come on. I mean, honestly, we've never heard him be an idiot ever before. So
he doesn't have the track record of being someone who would be in the news for this. And people were like, no, remember he played for Oregon and Dan Lanning said this about we're in for wins, not clicks when Colorado came to town. He was a quarterback.
Dude, he's a teammate.
In fact, he was.
I know you may talk about a teammate like that.
But in fact, he was not the quarterback of that team.
No,
Bo Nix was the quarterback of that team.
Oklahoma.
He was still at Oklahoma when that locker room speech from Dan Lanning came out.
So hard.
So
they try so hard. It's just embarrassing to me that people get like neither one of them are going to bleep you. Don't worry. You don't have to do this. I promise you. It's okay. Neither one of them care that much about your life. If you get run off a ditch and and you have no car anymore because you didn't have car insurance, they don't care. No one's coming to help you. Stop acting like you got posters on your wall, like you're an anime fangirl. Enough. This is embarrassing. I get embarrassed for people who act like this about other grown men. Like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yep. But
I care more about
that's poster. That's like Lance. That's like me as a kid with a poster on my wall behavior.
Mm. I'm a bigger fan of the guy at HEB who lays out all the food I want to get more than I am the guy who I've never met who plays sports.
What do you mean lays out all the food?
Like, the guy who puts out the produce, that guy's a bigger deal to me than
a
random quarterback.
He has a direct impact on me.
Yeah, he's got a bigger impact on my life than a quarterback I've never met.
I like people who put the sauces I'm supposed to have in my to-go bag.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me come back. I'm like, you did a good job.
When I say no mustard on something and they get it right, much bigger deal.
Yeah, has an impact.
Then Shadur Dylan Gabriel.
Well, for me, from now on, his name is Shadur the Entertainer.
Cedric already has that mantle, but whatever.
If there's one guy who Dylan Gabriel's talking, who would be talking, if you actually cared enough about that thing, it would be you. You'd be the one who ships.
No, he's talking about Stephen A. There's
no,
no
I know,
question.
But you would be the ship stir if you cared enough about it.
Oh, yeah, if I cared enough, but I don't. But from now on, he's Shadur the Entertainer. That's all.
It's not a bad nickname, if I'm being
honest.
It's
not, though.
It doesn't help Dylan Gabriel any.
It really
I swear I wasn't talking about him.
I mean, people have their sights trained on just a meh quarterback in Dylan Gabriel. He's just trying to do his job. Just like, I'm just hoping to make a roster and collect money for 5 years. I just want to get to my pension year. Although NFL, I think it's, I don't know if it's five in the NFL. I think it's less.
You got to get to talk about John Daspit. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, let's talk about John Daspit. John and I were going back and forth when I was headed to New Braunfels about, I can't remember what it was. It was about what was most important, a quarterback or a starting pitcher. So we were having some, what was the most valuable or most important, stuff like that. He's a big sports fan, listens to the show. He'll jump in and respond to something that we had on the show here. But he usually does it 2-3 days later because he's busy. He's working on cases. He's got a case. He's got 60 lawyers across the state of Texas working hard for you. And that means, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Houston. So even if you're listening right now from a different city, he's in different states as well. So he might be able to help you in your state. But if you have friends or family members who need help and John Daspit and his law firm are in that, in that area, that's the guy to call. Here in Houston, it's 713-CALL-NOW. 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to DaspitLaw.com. They work on a variety of different types of cases, but they are going to recover money for you, lost money, whether it's from injury, in terms of hospital bills, time missed from work, and of course, pain and suffering where you're injured due to someone else's negligence. There are injuries that are, that require hospital stays. There are injuries that result in loss of life, loss of limb. Those are really tough ones. So you need someone who's on your side helping you. And that's what John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm do for you. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.